enough. We don't have enough background information for me to give you handouts yet. So let me just give you a little bit of an introduction. We're actually learning the Gemara. Actually, I haven't decided. There's like four different Gemaras over here, but what we're up to is the Gemara on Chavdala and Alice, and it is maybe about 12 lines down from the top. Okay. You see that?
Yeah. What's the first word on the line?
Oh. The first word on the line is Nechunya is the first word on the next line.
Who is the first one?
Nechunya is the first word on the next line. It's the line before that. Boy, Minei Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechunya. Got it? All right. So we actually had talked about this a number of times. If you look at the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Haya Omed B'Tfila, B'Nizka Shubal Keri Lo Yafzik Al Yikatz V'Yerei." This is, remember, Takanas Ezra. That a Baal Keri can't read Kriyat Shema. If you remember that, we spent a lot of time on this. Yored Litvol, the person goes down into the mikveh to be Tovel Kerio. And Yochel Lalos is Kasos Likros Asholtene Tachama Yalav Yiskasa Vikra. If a person can get out of the mikveh in time to read Kriyat Shema, then he should do it. Otherwise, he should be miskase b'mayim. So what's miskase b'mayim mean? It's obviously, you see from the Mishnah over here that there's an inyan of kisui, that you have to cover up something, and obviously what we're talking about is covering up the erva. Okay? Your own personal erva. That's what we're talking about. So we see from the Mishnah that there's an idea that you can't read Kriyat Shema connected even your own erva. Where does this whole idea come from? So we're going to be learning, and we have already learned quite a bit of the halachos that have to do with davening and Kriyat Shema, keneged erva and keneged tsoa and keneged places that are associated with those human activities. And it's actually all based on the pasuk that we learned yesterday. The pasuk says, talking about something completely different, apparently. It's in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud. It says, Ki seitze machana aloidecha. You have a war camp, and you're going out for battle on your enemies. V'nishmarta mikol dovara. You should watch yourself from any dovara, whatever dovara is. It talks about different kinds of maintaining the kedusha of the machaneh in terms of latrines and lavatories, and then it says in the last pasuk in that parsha, pasuk tezvav, ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech b'kerav machanecha. Kosh Baruch Hu was traveling in the midst of your machane, v'hatzilcha, to save you, v'losei tzoyvecha l'fonecha, v'hoya machanecha kodosh, your machane should be holy, v'lo yirel v'cha ervas davar, and this means, v'lo yirel v'cha, he shouldn't see in you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't see in you ervas davar, v'shav me'acharecha, and then he will leave you, and then you will not be protected anymore. That's Pashup Shat and the Pashup. Chazal interpret these psukim in completely different ways. Chazal interpret basically that v'hoya machanecha kodosh means that you cannot be, first of all, it's not talking about just in your battle encampment, it's rather talking about another time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishalech v'kerev machanecha. When is that? Whenever you're davening or saying Kriyat Shema. That's an example, apparently, with how Chazal interpreted it. that it does, it refers to whenever a Kodesh Baruch is Mitzalak Bekir Machanecha, meaning you're davening, or you're saying Kriya Shema, or you're learning Torah, that's a Kodesh Baruch Mitzalak Bekir Machanecha. And in that situation, so the requirements are V'lohoya Machanecha Kodesh, V'lohyire V'choya V'azdovah. The simple way that Chazal interpret this is V'hoya Machanecha Kodosh means that you need, under the circumstances that you're learning or davening, that you not be in the same machane as excrement, soa, or like, or mayim royim, or those kinds of objects. So it's a din in your machane, right? It's a din in your place, and it may have, in other words, it's maybe only in Dalai Lamos, it might be different Rishus somehow, it's not in your machane. It might be if you're walking past it, it's not a problem because that's not your machane, you haven't established it as your machane. All these things are going to be open for discussion during the course of the next couple of blot in the sugya, and the different Rishonim, how they interpret it. And then V'lo yirev v'cho ervas davar is interpreted by Chazal to mean that a person can't do these same activities k'neged erva, okay? K'neged ervas acher or k'neged ervas atzmo, all right? Lo yirev v'cho ervas davar.
Yira, and they don't see, they don't apply literally.
So it doesn't talk so much, so the simple distinction between these two things, I'm giving you a superficial introduction to it. We'll see that it's not going to be that simple. That V'hoya Machanecha Kodosh seems to refer to Tzoa, and Lo Yivacha Erva Zova seems to refer to Erva. Now, and one of them seems to have a requirement of not being in your Machaneh, and the other seems to have a requirement of not being seen. So, simply, you'd think that, for instance, and there is a distinction going to be made in the Gemara, that, for instance, if you've got a glass partition, so you're allowed, and on the other side of the partition is tzoa, you can daven because it's a separate reshus, it's mechusa, but can erva, you can still see it. So that's a simple interpretation. That would mean then that if you are connected erva, there would be a very simple eitzah for you as to what you could do. You could just close your eyes. And indeed, that's how the Mechaber passes. If you have a naked person in front of you and you want to say Kriya Shema, close your eyes and say Kriya Shema. No problem. However, most of the poskim disagree with that, and it's going to be a major discussion in Rishonim as to, is there a requirement of Machanecha Kodesh by Erva? Is Lo Yireva Kha Erva Zdava? Does that really mean you shouldn't see it? Or you shouldn't be in a position to see it? But even if you're not actually seeing it, it's still considered Yireva Kha Erva Zdava. So that's the basic topic that the next couple of blot are going to be discussing. The Mishnah basically says that if a person wanted to read Kriya Shema, so he could be miskasev amayim. All right, what did he have to miskasev for? That's obviously the problem. Was the problem? Actually, this mission has both problems. But the first problem that miskasev amayim is a problem of lo yir v'choyer v'asdavar. So kisui mayim somehow works. How does kisui mayim work? Is it because the you can't? It's no longer visible because the mayim is cloudy, or is it even clear mayim? The Gemara will discuss that. And then, of course, the Mishnah also says that you can't read Lo Yiskas B'Mayim Haroyim V'Lo B'Mei Mishra. That's actually a problem similar to Tzoa of Machanecha Kodesh. Okay? So there are going to be a number of Gemaras that are going to talk about these related topics. And I just want to introduce one other concept to you, and that's the concept of libo roe as a erva. Simple pshat, you say lo yir erva cho erva zdova, means that the erva should be exposed to your vision, to your eyes. However, according to some shitos in the Gemara, it not only can't your eyes see it, but it can't be exposed to other parts of your body as well. There has to be a a hefsek between the erva and libo. It can't be, not only can't be einav ro as a erva, can't be libo ro as a erva either. All right? No, libo means your heart. In other words, there has to be a hefsek between this part of your body and the lower part of your body. Right? It's not enough. For instance, the Gemara will talk about a case where a person is sleeping naked and he has to read Kriyat Shema. You can't, and it's really cold, and he's under the blankets. You can't just necessarily, you may not be able to just stick your head out of the blanket and read Kriyat Shema. Your erva is covered. Shouldn't be a problem with your erva. Well, there may be a problem. And the problem is libo roas erva. That your lave and your erva are both exposed to one another. That might be a problem as well. It's going to be a machlokas. So what I'd like you to do is to start off in the Gemara that I mentioned to you, which is about 12 lines down, on Chavdal Amad Aleph, Boy Minei Rav Yosef, Bered Rav Dechunim, Rav Yehuda. The Gemara, these discussions are not organized topically or conceptually. They're just sort of organized. How they were organized is very, not all that organized. The reason why this sugya is over here is because it's another, that we had previously, the previous sugya, which was the case of what do you do with tefillin when you're sleeping, whether you can keep it under your head or under your, what do you do with it, was a question where Rabbi Yosef raised Rabbi Nachunya, asked Rabbi Yehuda. So now there's another question that Rabbi Yosef raised Rabbi Nachunya, asked Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a different case of Shnayim Shishay Mimita Achas. Okay, whether or not you could read Kriyat Shema when you are in bed, lying in bed with another person, and how you go about doing that. So what I'd like you to do is start the Gemara over there and go down to the two dots, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wide lines down. The first one line is the Didi. And it's Didi Nami Tanoi. Okay. And then there are a couple of other little sugyas that I'd like you to look at. As I said, it's sort of not organized into one sugya. If you go to Amid Beis, Kavdal Amid Beis, so the last medium sized line, Tana Rabbanan, Hoya Yashin Batalis. Does that tell you so? You see that? The last Kof Dalam Beis, the last medium-sized line, middle of the line, by the two dots, Tana Rabbanan, Hayoyoshin Bitaliso. So do that one, and do that all the way up to two lines down, up to the word Mutter, in the middle of the line. Okay? You see that? So it's only really three lines, not even three lines. And then do one little other snippet on the bottom of Chutal Hamid Beis, next to the last line, Amar Rav Yehuna, okay, Haisa Talus Taliso Chagurlo Amosnav, up until the top, the first line on the top of Chof Hamid Aleph, okay, where it says Avol Tefila Ashichas Es Libo. All right, it starts on the next, the last line from Chavdal Amid Beis, Amar Rav Huna, and it ends on the top line of Chof Hei Amid Aleph, Ad Shei Kachase Es Libo. Do all the Rashis together with these sugyas. There are a couple tosas in I'd like you to see. Chavdal Amid Aleph is a tosas of Shnayim. The next tosas, Shnayim, the second tosas of Chavdal Amid Aleph. The next tosos is an important tosos because the Gemara is very hard to understand according to Rashi, so tosos has a little different girsa in the Gemara. I think I gave you that part of the Gemara to do. Yes, I'm sure I did. And then
do the third tosos on the page as well.
The second and third. And that's it. That's it. Okay, so that's sort of an introduction to the V'lo Yira V'cha Erbat Zava. As was believed, the Torah was
If you look at the Tarshimah, wrote all these things down from Brahma. I happen to know.